Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
KOZN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went up. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
Program. We got Baylor.
We got Bears.
We got Ravi.
I'm here.
The whole day. Robin.
He's
Mitch Holtis.
A different person than me.
And more.
More.
On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Morris. That's the lineup powered by the Rooferies at the John Higgins Weather Guard. Welcome to this Thursday, August the 11th. He's Robbie Lula. I'm Josh Peterson. Nick Grimm producing. It's on Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com. The 1620 The Zone app. We have, Robbie.
Yes.
69 folks.
How many?
69.
Nice.
69.
At this exact moment, joining us
on the stream
via the power of the internet, whether they're watching on 1620thezone.com, which is where you can watch us, whether they're watching us on the 1620 The Zone app, which is where you can watch us, or even on 1620 The Zone TV on YouTube. We also have a Facebook page, but people don't really seem to watch it as much there. But you can, if you want to comment on the Facebook page. Nick handles the moderation over there, so you know, do whatever you want to do.
No matter where you watch it,
I can't actually get onto Facebook.
It's still AM radio.
Yeah, Nick, I have the same issue. Somebody reached out to me today. I'll just say it's Jack Mitchell because we're, you know, we're planning our awesome event that's coming up in a 2 weeks from today.
Have you found a shaman yet?
No, we got to get on that. You probably know some shamans, don't you?
I don't. I'm not that kind of Indian.
Why would you think Ravi knew some shamans?
No,
Josh?
That wasn't. No, no, no. You guys are going right into problematic territory.
You're Ravi the one who went there.
Ravi could have said anybody. He could have said rabbi. I wasn't even paying attention to what he was talking about. I'm just saying you probably know that guy. I'm just going into Ravi knows people. That was what I was aiming for.
I do know a couple witches I could send your way.
See, now
I also know a few witches.
I want a witch.
You got to have a witch? Because I think you need to cover all the spectrum here.
Mm-hmm.
You need a witch.
Mm-hmm.
You need a rabbi. I think you need a priest.
In this movie, we play witches.
That's what we need.
Yes, you need witches. A shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo!
Am
See,
I missing
aren't
any?
These drops so fun, Nick?
And Stephen M. Sipple.
Sip would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever.
Do you want one of these?
Racist.
No.
Probably don't. No. We don't want one of those.
Unless we're throwing them into the fire.
Oh!
Racist.
See you later.
To, you know, cleanse the
There you go. Another racist was just killed in the fire, apparently.
Am I missing any? Am I missing any holy people?
Pastor?
A guru? I said priest. It's close.
Yeah,
enough.
I know. Well,
like a monk?
Don't want
Do we need like a
monk?
Like a llama?
A
That'd
monk,
be nice.
Not a llama.
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama.
Oh, not like an animal?
Not like the animal. Yes.
He wants to kill llamas? Is that
they
what?
Spit everywhere. You don't want
Jeez,
that. Geez, I think you
man.
Need a guru and a monk.
But the event is coming up, Break the Curse, 2 weeks from today. So, yeah, Jack reached out to me. He's like, yeah, I need to make you an admin on our thing. And I was like, I don't have a Facebook page.
Yeah,
and so
it's going to be tough to do.
I think I'm going
to
make a burner. So I can have access to our event. By the way, I'll tweet it out. But you can RSVP.
It's
for
free.
The event.
It's free.
It is free. Tailgate. Come have a great time. There will be concessions as well.
Including beer.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think so.
Jack
I
said
think.
Beer like
that's
four
true.
Times.
Jack
yesterday.
Mitchell said it, so if he's wrong, it's
that's on him.
We had a meeting today, a Zoom meeting, because it is the year 2022 of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We had a meeting today via Zoom, planning out some things. It's going to be a great time. Two weeks from today,
is Jesus available for the event?
Nick.
I'll reach out to him again. I'd send an email.
Slide
to
in the
manager.
DMs. Perfect.
I know you have to go through his manager. It's this whole thing.
Brian says I'm a secular humanitarian if needed. Brian, we would love to have you there.
Let's have Brian.
Are you going to come?
It's possible. Possible. I'm going to Chicago that week, so I don't know when I'll be back.
What's Chicago?
My buddy's in Chicago.
Oh no. Oh, Evan?
No.
You're going to go
no.
see George?
Who do you know, Evan?
Don't you have an Evan friend named Evan?
Champagne.
Oh, okay.
He's in Champaign.
See, that's Illinois. I was close.
He's my Illinois guy.
Champaign's like 2.5 hours away. I was close enough.
My best friend from high school, Busky, lives in Chicago.
Busky.
So,
yeah. What a cool Chicago name.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go hang out with Busky.
It's just his last name.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But the event, hopefully Ravi is there. You can be there as well. Coming up 2 weeks from today. We'll tweet out the link in a little bit. Food, drinks. The Killigans are performing. That's going to be the Scarlet and the Cream. And then I'm going to yell, and Black! And Black! So that'll be a good time. You don't want to miss it. I figured out last night, at the very end of the show, I figured out what I am going to burn.
Is it the jersey?
What I am going to... Oh, yeah, I got to...
You got to find the jersey.
I'm seeing my parents this weekend.
I think that's crucial.
Yeah.
This seems important.
Yeah, the folks are going to watch Banks for a day. We're going to some music festival.
Fun.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to some music festival, and we're going to be there all day on Saturday, so... We need someone to watch Banks. So my parents are going to watch Banks.
It's going to be a good time, Josh. I want to go to that one.
Well, you want my ticket?
You can hang out
Nick, I'm running 15 miles that morning, man. I want to just stand outside in 95-degree weather
also,
all day on Saturday.
Also, more fun going to a super hot music festival or hanging out with Banks inside.
Yeah, exactly. Air conditioning or not air conditioning.
Air conditioning with dog.
Sitting on the couch, standing up all day around a bunch of Nicks. You know, like, I have you every day.
Why wouldn't you want to
I need a break from Nick.
Sit alone in the grass while the National plays in the background crying. You don't want to do that?
I mean, I will listen to the National. I know a few of their songs. I'll sit there. I'll be like, oh, cool. The National.
Silver Sun Pickups are there. Also very
see,
good.
I don't see, and this is where you lost me because I'm like, I know one of the bands. I know one band on Friday,
see,
one band on Saturday.
Do you not know Band of Horses?
I know Band of Horses. I know two bands
I
on
know
one
Silver
of the
Silver Sun Pickups. I know Band of Horses. I don't know The National.
Yeah.
The National. It's
maybe
some
I've
some
heard
good
one of
those. Sad music.
Yeah.
Yeah, some really good white people music.
I don't wallow in the melancholy the way you whites do.
Oh,
what about the
I'm
infinite
a white
sadness?
Guy. Oh, you're really sad, huh?
My life is so hard.
All right. We don't
I'm
have to
really
bring...
privileged.
We don't have to bring back what it was like for me to be 14.
Yeah. No, you like that, though. You love when you were 14. You love the music from that
definitely...
era. You have a whole Twitter thread about it.
All of that's from different... It's not just from when I was 14.
Well, the angst is.
Oh, yeah, no, the angst never left.
I was going to say,
not a phase.
It stopped when it was 14, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not a phase. We've been telling you it's not a phase.
Ian says, hey, come to Pet Fest this Saturday instead. What is Pet Fest?
It's where they only play the Pet Shop Boys. It's just covers of Pet Shop Boys songs.
Don't know what that is, but I like...
It was a really funny joke.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, we should laugh at it so he doesn't get mad.
Oh, we're doing a callback to last summer.
Yeah, that's great. Nice. Yeah, but you can RSVP. We'll tweet out the link there. I don't remember why I was bringing up Facebook, but here we are. Brian did have an idea.
Admin for the event.
That's right, yeah. Brian did have an idea yesterday. I don't remember if I read this. I saved it. I just wanted to read it just to make sure. We have to blow up the hoodies from before the Minnesota game in 2019. Get the hoodies that Scott Frost hated, and let's light them on fire.
Here's the problem.
Fire.
There were issues long before Hoodiegate.
Oh, yeah.
So I think to get to the core issue of the curse, which is really what we're trying to do here, you have to go back further. The curse is not a Scott Frost problem.
No, it starts, you know what? I said it yesterday. It starts with Chevin Wiggins' foot. That's what began it. He kicked the ball, and then God was like, this is the last fun moment.
So we're cutting that off.
You have a...
I was just going to say his shoe, Nick, his cleat, but if you want to cut off a guy's foot...
His boot, if you're in the UK.
That's a nice soccer reference.
That's a trunk of a car.
Also a shoe. Putting your boots in your boot.
Boy, you're really onto this German thing today, huh, Nick?
Yeah, very real German heavy on that side of the board today. Here's the problem with your theory, though.
What's that?
They won a national championship that year.
Yeah, I know, but it was like the residuals. Because yesterday someone said, yeah, but they only won half of a national championship.
Mm.
The curse started And so it's like a soft curse at the beginning.
A soft opening to the curse.
Exactly, because then they even win the league a couple years later, but they don't go to the national title.
Make it to a national title game 4 years later.
Well, but maybe that was a part of the curse. Hey, you get to play Miami.
And
have fun.
Get destroyed.
Yeah.
I think it starts later. That's my theory.
Okay.
I think it starts later than that.
But yeah, well, we're going to get to burn all sorts of stuff.
Let's burn all the stuff.
Amazing Daniel says, wait, you run? And then he adds, the music festival is going to be fantastic, and I'll be there Saturday, so that's better for everyone. You know the Breeders, even if you don't know them by name. The Breeders. Like the Breeders' Cup?
No, like the band, the Breeders.
I don't know who the Breeders are.
I don't either.
Yeah. Greg and Lincoln. Now, this is funny because it's a reference to an off-air conversation we've had in the last half hour. I assume PetFest is a furries convention. Greg, that is so funny for...
You have no idea how funny that is, Greg.
Yeah. Just want to say we had an amazing crossover off the air today. That sadly was not on the air.
You know what? Let's talk about... No, I'm just kidding.
All right, 402-951-6020. You can give us a call or you can text us at 402-951-6020 like Jim O'Neill does. Wait! Ravi doesn't know Wilco?
Oh, I've heard of Wilco. I couldn't name you a Wilco song.
That's me.
Like, a lot of the band names sound familiar, and I probably would recognize their most famous song if you played it. I probably could not match the song to the band in a, you know, like in a vacuum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, once you play it, I'll be like, oh, I know that song. You'd be like, this is the Wilcos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Wilcos.
Oh, look at him giggling over there.
This is the Wilcos.
I don't care. I just
there,
don't.
Right there with you, man.
But if you were to do that, I could probably, you know, match them up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I've heard of Band of Horses.
Yeah, I know. I know The Funeral. Good song.
I probably wouldn't be able to be like, that's that. Oh, there you go.
There you go. Band of Horses.
Band of Horses.
I love that song. It's a good song.
The Wilcos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I know all of the bands like having existed prior to this, but... Couldn't name any of them.
Asian Joe is triggered. Lack of music knowledge by these yahoos is hurting me. That's what he says to young Nick.
Listen, Asian Joe.
Asian Joe, I'm with you.
I've got a very eclectic taste. This just doesn't happen to fall in it.
Mm. John says, what we need to burn to break the curse is Frost Contract. Wow. Light it on fire.
Just wait a couple months.
Yeah. You can text us, like I said, at 402-951-1620. Nice, Robbie.
Thanks.
You can also email us at Equitable Bank Inbox, josh1620thezone.com. That's where that email just came from, John. Or hit us up on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at USC1620. It's a Thursday. We have Robin Washa coming up in about an hour and a whole lot more before then. It is Unsportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.